Unit 10. Desert Delivery. Novels, magazines, and newspapers. Many people read these in their spare time. These days, it is easy for most of us to get hold of the latest books or magazines. We can go to bookstores, order them through the internet, or borrow them from the local library. Now imagine having to walk miles and miles through a hot, sandy desert just to borrow a book.This is the reality for people living in the villages of the Garissa region of Kenya in East Africa. In 1996, librarian Wycliffe Oluch used to spend each day waiting for people to come to borrow some of the 24,000 books in his library in Garissa. The library had no shortage of books, but people weren't coming to read them. It was too much effort to walk through the desert just to borrow books. Oluch racked his brain for ways to entice people into the library. After a lot of thought, he hit upon a great idea. If people wouldn't come to the library, then he would have to take the library to them. Oluch strapped boxes of books onto the backs of camels and invented the mobile camel library.Starting with 3 camels in 1996, but more recently expanding the service to 6 camels, the Mobile Camel Library serves over 1 million people. Twice a month, the Camel Library can be seen carrying books all around the Garissa region. These hard-working animals need little water and can carry up to 500 pounds of books across the sands. A librarian,A library assistant, a herdsman, and a lookout all travel with the camels. The lookout helps protect the books from thieves. The children of Garissa love the camel library and appreciate Oluch's effort. 11-year-old Mohammed Mohammed reads his library books carefully and always returns them on time. He knows the Garissa library punishes people for losing books.Just like any other library. However, the punishment is very stiff compared to other libraries. If a village loses a book, the camel library stops visiting.